Title: New laws passed in New Jersey designed to identify and penalize employers who misclassify employees as independent contractors. Content: Since taking office, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has prioritized eliminating misclassification of employees as independent contractors. In furtherance of this goal, on July 8, 2021, Governor Murphy signed four bills into law which make it easier for the state to identify employers who misclassify employees as independent contractors, and 2. Penalize employers for such misclassification. Highlights from each of these four laws are summarized below. A 5890/S3920, Stop Work Orders and Injunctions, authorizes the Commissioner of Labor and Workforce Development, the Commissioner, to impose penalties and administrative constraints on employers through litigation. Notably, the law expands the authority of the commissioner to issue stop work orders for businesses found to be violating wage, benefit, and tax laws significantly. Workers affected by stop work orders must be paid by their employer for the first 10 days of work lost because of the stop work order. If an employer fails to pay wages owed, the commissioner may assess a penalty of $5,000 per day for each day that the employer conducts business that is in violation of the stop work order. Additionally, the law permits the commissioner to file suit in New Jersey Superior Court and seek an immediate injunction to prevent ongoing violations of wage, benefit, and tax laws. If successful, the commission can recover reasonable attorney's fees, as well as litigation and investigation costs. This law went into effect on July 8, 2021. A 5891/S392, Creation of the Office of Strategic Enforcement and Compliance, creates the Office of Strategic Enforcement and Compliance in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. This office is responsible for overseeing and coordinating across the divisions of the department and other state agencies and entities the enforcement of wage, benefit, and tax laws. This law went into effect on July 8, 2021. A 5892/S3922, Violation of New Jersey Insurance Fraud Prevention Act to misclassify employees in order to evade insurance premium payments makes misclassifying employees as independent contractors to evade insurance premium payments a violation of the New Jersey Insurance Fraud Prevention Act, JIFA. Employers who purposely or knowingly misclassify employees under the NJFPA may be subject to penalties for fraud that include fines starting at $5,000 for the first violation, $10,000 for the second violation, and $15,000 for each subsequent violation. This law goes into effect on January 1, 2022. 1171/S1260, Creation of Statewide Database of Payroll Information for Public Works Projects, requires the Commissioner to create a statewide database of certified payroll information for public works projects. The database must be accessible to the public on the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's website. This law goes into effect on January 1, 2022. In light of this recent legislation, New Jersey employers should review and update as necessary their handbooks, policies, and independent contractor agreements to ensure compliance. We will continue to monitor developments in this area and provide updates as new information becomes available. Categories: Misclassification, New Jersey Legislative Update. As seen in Labor and Employment Law Blog.